It's time to talk about food and drink and restaurants and cooking and kitchens and food shows on TV and lots more. It's Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
Hey, good morning. We're back. Happy eating and happy drinking. If you're just like happening by this show, it's a weekly show for people who like to eat and drink. You don't have to be a quote-unquote foodie to enjoy the show. It's for everybody, really. I mean, even if your favorite late-night snack is, Pringles and Vienna sausages, we still like you. We're not food snobs. I had dinner last night. I love independent restaurants. I had dinner last night at Ruby Tuesday's in Collinsville. My son is doing the anime convention that's over there at the Gateway Center, and you know, the choices were Qdoba, Breadco, Steak and Shake, and Pizza Hut, and we went to Ruby Tuesday's. And actually, they served a dish that I thought was really kind of good. They had some fresh sliced tomatoes and a balsamic vinaigrette on it, and I like that. Okay, so here's the show. It's Food Talk STL. I'm David Craig. On today, we've got Aaron Teitelbaum from Herbie's. We've got Adam Ganell from Achero in Maplewood, and Bobby from St. Louis Wing Company in Rock Hill. And we'll talk about the Wing Ding, which is coming up on August 23rd at Queenie Park. We're broadcasting from, as always, the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios here at KFNS. Producer for the show is Matt Grover. Thank you, Matt, for your great job. I invite you to check out our website. It's foodtalkstl.com, and we have show archives there. You can listen to interviews going back to February. Follow us, please, on Twitter, at foodtalkstl. Like us on Facebook. We like to be liked. And you can contact the show via email. That would be foodtalkstl@yahoo.com. If you have a guest suggestion, if you have a question, comment, constructive criticism, we would appreciate that. Hey, I have this movie blog also. It's davidcraigmovies.com. And on there you can find my reviews for the movie The Campaign and Hope Springs. The Campaign is hilarious. Now, it is rated R, and there's some raunchy language in there, but it's almost like a sequel to Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights. It's like Ricky Bobby gave up NASCAR driving and became a congressman. And then this Hope Springs movie, it's a great movie for adults with Tommy Lee Jones and Meryl Streep and Steve Carell. I thought it was great. The Bourne Legacy I liked, and I didn't get around to posting anything on the movie blog just because it's been kind of a nutty week. Couple of quick notes here before we visit with Aaron. Next Wednesday is Julia Child's 100th birthday. Yes, she was born August 15th, 1912, and some restaurants here in town are celebrating. Vendicette, for whom I do some PR work, full disclosure. Ivy Magruder is doing some Julia Child stuff this week at Vendicette. Brasserie in the West End, Gerard Craft's place, they're doing a special Julia Child menu Wednesday. And Pommy, is it Pommy or is it Pom? I'm sorry. In Clayton is doing some stuff for Julia Child's birthday as well. Did you see the TV spot that ran in the Olympics for Ragu Italian Sauce? Got a lot of buzz on social media. If you haven't, go to YouTube and just look up Ragu, R-A-G-U. It's kind of an interesting TV spot. The Wing Ding, again, that's August 23rd. We'll have details about that. And next week on the show, we're going to have a roundtable show again with Evan Venn from the Post-Dispatch and Matt Sorrell, who's with Ladue News, Spicy Bits, and a lot of other food media here in town. He's a freelancer. Okay, joining me now is Aaron Teitelbaum. Hey, Aaron, good morning. Welcome to Food Talk, buddy.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here in the studio. Now, you have Herbie's in the Central West End. The full name is Herbie's Vintage 72, right?
That's correct, after the opening year of Balaban's.
There's a man named Frank Absher, who is, I guess, St. Louis's leading media archivist. And he posted a tweet the other night. Outstanding dinner tonight at Herbie's, which will always be Balaban's to St. Louis's true foodies. So for people maybe who went to Balaban's in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and haven't been back since you guys have had the place, what's different and what's the same?
Well, when we took it over, we actually contacted Herbie Karp, Balaban's wife Adelaide, to get a lot of the recipes that they used to use in Balaban. So we got some of those. So we have some of their same recipes. The look and feel of the restaurant is just picked up and dusted off and cleaned up so that it was kind of brought back to life. The reason why we named it Herbie's was after the namesake owner was kind of our goal, and to kind of pay homage to him.
So. Now, there was an interim period there between him and you, and how long was that, like 4 or 5 years?
It was about a year, actually, a year and a half. There was a short interim that they ran it as Balaban's, but did a different concept in there.
Gotcha. And those the same guys that got the place out in Chesterfield now, or is that?
He was part of it, yes.
All right. Yeah, we don't need to get into the whole, you know, delineation of all of that, but you guys, you and your partner, whose name is
Jeff Orban, is my business partner in it. What we did is we grew up going there as well. It was family night to go there for dinner on Sundays. My dad grew up going there while he was in medical school, so I enjoyed that restaurant. And actually, when I moved back to St. Louis to open up Monarch restaurant originally, we looked at Balaban space to put Monarch in there and realized the only thing that would ever succeed well in that space is a Balaban style restaurant, because that's what people are always going to come for.
How often does it happen, Aaron Teitelbaum, that people come into Herbie's and they're celebrating a milestone anniversary and they say, you know what, we had our very first date here back in 1975 or whatever?
That happens on a nightly basis. It's amazing. And that's what's the greatest feeling about that restaurant. We actually, Sean Gallagher, who's been there since 1972, is still there with me. So he knows all those guests. And we wouldn't have opened the restaurant without him. That was part of it. I said, if you want to come back, we'll buy the restaurant and do it.
Somebody told me that it's almost like stepping back into the 70s and the 80s, with one major exception. There's no cigarette smoke in the bar. And apparently, back in those days, having you know, people smoked a lot more. And it was a smoky bar. And he said, you know, it took him a while to figure out that that's the difference. I think it's a good difference myself.
It's a huge difference. And, you know, we had part of the time where it was smoking, and then the smoking ban took place. We thought it was going to hurt our bar business, and it actually has increased our bar business because of the non-smoking.
Well, I mean, when you can't smoke anywhere, and it's, you know, I know some people out in the county that got exceptions, and then, you know, competing bar owners are a little upset about that. It's like, well, wait a minute. They can smoke. People can smoke there. Why can't they here? And, you know.
Absolutely.
And there was a lot of legal mumbo jumbo there. Hey, one of the reasons we invited you in is because you're doing a really nice fundraiser for a school that I don't think too many people are familiar with. I've heard of it, but I really don't know anything about it. It's with Loyola Academy?
It's Loyola Academy. It's down near Rittner High School in the city, and it's the most amazing institution. We started with them about 2 years ago and haven't left their side since then. They're an institution that helps young men get all the way from grade school through college, and they track them all the way through and help them build their lives. So it's for underprivileged children to get a fighting chance to make sure that they get a great education.
In this school, was it go K through 12, or is it mainly high school?
It's grade school, and then they send them off to St. Louis University High School, and then up all the way up through colleges where they track them through.
Are they part of SLU High, or are they under the diocese, or totally independent, or what?
They're totally independent, but they do have affiliations with it, but they're totally independent on their own. So all their fundraising is done through the Loyola Academy, which is, again, up and through middle school. Once they go to high school, they're, you know, in a different institution.
Now, your fundraiser involves school supplies. Would you explain the Herbie's Vintage 72 fundraiser for Loyola Academy, Aaron?
Absolutely. So what we decided to do was to help get some school supplies in the hands of these kids. And so all through August, we're accepting school supplies at Herbie's. And if you bring in your receipt, up to $25, we'll match a dollar-for-dollar discount on your bill. We sent out a list of items they need, but they need lots of things. Mm-hmm. And the greatest thing about this is any leftover school supplies, these kids have to go around to other schools and donate them to that to those schools.
Oh, that's nice.
And so it's really, you're helping out so many. The more we get, the better off it's going to be.
Well, there are so many people, you know, places you don't necessarily think of as school supplies that have, as sources for school supplies that have really gotten into that business. I mean, you don't think of Office Depot, but there are a lot of things there. Walmarts and Sam's Clubs and, well, pretty much everybody in retail has done a great job with school supplies. And you're talking not only pencils, not only notebooks, but you're also talking glue sticks and crayons and...
And binders and, you know, whatever, you know, if you have kids, whatever you need to send them to school with. The only thing it's closed or the only thing we're not accepting is just supplies that they need to do their daily functions in the classroom.
Okay, so I go to a store. I spend $25 or more and bring a couple of bags into your place there and actually drop them off at your restaurant, show you the receipt, and it's like, look, I spent $30 on this. Well, you're going to give me $25 off of my total tab.
That's correct. And it's dollar for dollar, up to $25. And again, it's just a great way to get school supplies into these kids' hands.
Well, that's a nice fundraiser that y'all are doing there.
It is. It's amazing. And it's leading into a fundraiser that we have coming up with them. It's our second year of doing this with Loyola, and it's called Feast for a Night. It's on September 9th, where we take four top St. Louis chefs, and we do a four-course tasting menu for 300 people at Loyola Academy. And this is our second year doing it, and we're excited. This year it's Herbie's, Miley, Cello, and Franco are all participating.
And if somebody wanted information about that, where would they go, Aaron?
They could go to feastforanight.com or check out the Loyola website as well.
And what's the ticket on that offhand? They'll find it out at the website. That's okay.
I believe it's $125.
Oh, no.
A
lot of people will go to those feasty kind of things, especially when you've got superstar chefs and spectacular food.
Well, the amazing thing is our first year we sold it out. So we're expecting to do that again. We're already halfway there now, and we just started promoting the event.
Okay. We're visiting on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS, with Aaron Teitelbaum from Herbie's Vintage 72. You may recall it as Balaban's a ways back. And you're in an interesting, you know, there are all these little distinctive enclaves in the Central West End. Yours was, your neighborhood there was featured in Feast in their Feast 50 with, I'm trying to think of the other folks that are there. You got Duff's, Llewellyn's, Pie Pizza.
Dressel's, who's yeah. our unsung hero down there lately. And Copperman's is down on our corner as well.
They don't sell food at Left Bank Books, do they? Does he have coffee in there?
No coffee at Left Bank Books, but it is a great institution.
Okay, that's right there as well. And for people who live in the county, and this is one of the things on this show, Aaron, I try to do, is for people who live in the city to realize that there's life beyond 270, that they're that place you've heard of called Baldwin, it really exists. And for people who live in, let's say you're listening out in Bridgeton or in North County, and you rarely venture into the city, especially, you know, the Central West End. No, that's the artsy-fartsy part of town. Tell people why they should come and visit Herbie's or one of the other fine establishments here.
And I like to talk about the Central West End as a whole because I think you come down there and you spend an evening down there. We have, on Saturdays, we have entertainment throughout the streets that the neighborhood is funding for. And there's just, it's an eclectic group. Anybody from young kids all the way to adults can enjoy themselves and spend the evening. Now, the reason why you should come see me down at Herbie's is because we do great food, great service, and you can spend a night with us as well. We have live music and brunch and all these great things, but the West End is what you come to.
And beverages are a very big part of Herbie's as well, right?
Very much so. My bar manager, Amanda, does an amazing job with our cocktail menu, and our wine list is managed by our wine director, Shay, and does fantastic work.
And I asked you before we went on the air, your Twitter handle is Monarch_Herbie's. Monarch_Herbie's is Aaron Teitelbaum's web handle on Twitter. And I asked you, you haven't changed that since Monarch closed up here in Maplewood a few months ago. And you said, no, Monarch is still alive. Because I asked you if you were going to relocate it. But tell the listeners what the story is.
So what we had just released very recently, and that's why it's new news, is Monarch has become a private event space. It's amazing. On the 23rd, we're doing a concert for Jake's Leg. And so we're going to have some concerts there. You can book a private party there. Because the space is so amazing that we wanted to keep the building alive right now. now, well, we're still figuring out why the brand of Monarch, what it will do. But so it's Monarch Event Space now, and the food is powered by Herbie's.
So what is your inkling about what Monarch will do? Shall we invite real estate people to give you a call? Or No, you haven't said yes or no.
They can always give us a call. We're always looking. But right now we're building the event space, which is the most exciting thing that's going along with our catering business that we just started about 6 months ago.
And what do you need to do to the place to make it an event space?
All ready to go.
Oh, good.
We've already done all of that. That's why it took a little while for our announcement to be made that we were going to turn it into an event space.
And would they call you there at Herbie's?
Can contact us at info@herbies.com, and then Monarch's new website will be launched in the next 6 weeks so that they'll be able to look at it as well.
And we were also chatting before we went on the air here about your affiliation, partnership, friendship, and all that with all the other chefs. Now, you are also a Danielle alumnus, right?
That's correct, yes. I worked for Danielle for 3 years out in New York City, so he's one of my favorite mentors, one of three, but he's been amazing for me.
For listeners who maybe are going to New York City now, you know, Kevin Nashon was on, and I know Jim Fiala. If they wanted to go there, is it easy to get a reservation, or is it one of those hard reservation places, and is it ridiculously expensive?
Danielle is definitely a special occasion restaurant, but he has many other restaurants that are more everyday dining in New York City and around the world. But yes, it's a sought-after reservation.
And is he indeed the stern taskmaster that he's alleged to be?
You know, everybody has a different experience with Danielle. My personal experience was I got to work very closely with him and his family. So to me, he was more of a father figure and a mentor. To many, yes, he's a pan-throwing French chef. But he's truly brought French cuisine to the United States like nobody else.
Well, hey, thank you for stopping in and visiting, and good luck with your fundraiser for Loyola Academy. And again, the website, if folks want to come to that dinner y'all are going to have September 9th.
www.feastforanightwithaknight.com.
Oh, Feast for a Night with the K night in there. Gotcha.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming by, and we'll see you soon at Herbie's Vintage 72 on Euclid at
McPherson.
Thank you very much. That's Aaron Teitelbaum. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. We're going to come back and talk about the Wing Ding. If you like chicken wings, stick around. Good stuff coming up here on 590 The Fan, KFNS.